让我能够活着，也能够做这事，做那事。
You allow us to be alive, and you allow us to do things.
所以感谢你的就是让我们能够赞美你。
Thank you, Lord, for giving us the opportunity to praise you. What a blessing!
凡有血气的都要赞美你的名。
Everyone is blood and in flesh, all should praise your almighty holy name.
透过赞美你，我们尊你是我们的主，我们的神。
Through the praise, we claim you are our God, you are our Lord.
你也会施恩，继续的施恩，加力量给我们。
You will keep blessing us, give us the strength.
让我们能够继续欢喜快乐的来奔走前面的道路。
So we can be so joyful to pursue the holy way toward you.
在全地彰显你的荣耀。
In the whole universe, you are the most powerful one.
愿你祝福我们今天所有的敬拜跟赞美。
Please bless all our worship and praising to you today.
祝福所有用心灵跟诚实向你献上敬拜的弟兄姊妹朋友们。
Bless all the brothers, sisters, and friends who want to truly worship you with all the heart and souls and honesty.
我们因着这样的敬拜，我们不断的心灵更新变化。
Because you bless us.Opportunity to worship you, so our whole soul and heart and body keep renewed.
让我们从这里走出去以后，就能够到全地为你发光。
So today, after we go out from church, we go everywhere on the whole earth. We can be the shining part for you.
我们继续求主，你用你的真理来喂养我们。
So Lord, please keep feeding us with your truth.
让我们得到你的真理，我们就能够。在真理里面得自由，能够活出丰盛美好的生命。
So we can have your truth, we can live from your truth, and our life can be a good testimony for you.
因我们的祷告都是奉耶稣基督的名。
So we pray in the precious Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. 我们一起来念诗篇二十三篇，好吗
？Let us all read together.For the book of Psalm, chapter 23.
诗篇二十三篇。如果你会背的话，就把眼睛闭起来。
Let us all read, the book of Psalm, chapter 23. If you know how to recite, you already memorize those words. You can close your eyes.
我们一边读一边默想。一边念这个诗篇，一边默想。
And we read this scripture, and we sing God's holy words in the meantime.
用中文、用英文，我们一起来朗读这个诗篇。
In Chinese and in English, both we read Psalm chapter 23.
我们一起来。
耶和华
是
我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在。
谢上帝，很高兴看到大家亲切的面孔。
Thank God for the blessings. One more time, I have opportunities to see all the brothers and sisters' beautiful faces.
很不好意思师母不能够跟我站在这里，不过我相信她也会很高兴看到各位。
I'm very sorry, my wife could not be standing together with me, but I'm pretty sure she see it, she's extremely delighted.
如果她今天也站在这里，我相信她第一句要说的话就是感谢弟兄姊妹们。
I know if my wife would be standing here right now, the first sentence she would say to every one of you is, thank you.
感谢弟兄姊妹在他生病的时候住院的时候你们的祷告就好像天使的翅膀带着他一路的走过这一切。
Thank you all the brothers and sisters friends during the time while my wife was terminally ill. All your prayers, all your words, so kind, strong prayersAccompany of my wife, those are just like angels' wings touching her heart and soul.
谢谢大家。
Thank you so much for all of you.
我经过这段时间以后再重新去思考诗篇都是三篇今天是我感到上帝感动我要重新用这个诗篇来跟各位分享。
After I had gone through this experience.One more time, I came back to the book of Psalm 23, and it is God who touched my heart, led me to have a sermon with all of you for Psalm 23.
在诗篇里面有150篇的诗篇，有73篇都是说是大卫的诗。
In the book of Psalm, there are totally more than 150 chapters, but more than 75 chapters are the poems.Written by King David.
大卫的一生为什么诗篇我们说是大卫的诗？因为大卫的一生他的一生的经历涵盖了人类所有的人生的经历。
Why we say the book of Psalm is the poems written by David? Because if you look at the lifetime experience, the whole life of King David, he experienced anything, everything.A human being can experience.
我们看他是出生是一个牧童牧羊的小孩，也就是说农村弱势群体的小孩。
Well, when David was born, he was just a shepherd boy from the countryside. Basically, he had very humble starting.
然后他战胜哥利亚，有一个很人生得胜的一个经历。
Then he overcome and destroyed the giant Goliath. That was a glamorous time of his life.
好像林书豪在林来疯那个时候受到大家的注意。林书豪
just like once upon time, well, several years ago, Jeremy Lin, a famous basketball player, at that time he was just so famous that because that was the glorious time of his life.
最后他成为以色列的君王，好像现在台湾在选总统，他最后被选成以色列的总统一样。
And later on, David became the king of Israel, and just like right now in Taiwan, there is election season, and somebody became elected president.
所以从凡夫走卒，从君王向相，各式各样的人生的经历、痛苦、欢喜。在大卫这个人的身上都看得出来。
So starting from very humble, a shepherd boy, then destroyed giant Goliath, then eventually became the king. So he experienced the up and down of the lifetime.
但是在诗篇里面，我们看到他比较多描述的就是他怎么样被扫罗追杀，怎么样被他的爱子亚撒龙背叛，这种很痛苦的人生的经历。
But in the book of the Psalm, if you read it, you see.A lot of poems to describe how he was attacked and tried to be killed by King Saul, and also how he was betrayed by his beloved son Absalom, and he was just so painful because his beloved son betrayed him.
学者在探讨诗篇二十三篇的时候，啊，就在讨论到底这首诗是他年轻的时候写的，还是他年老的时候写的。
A lot of scholars study the Psalm 23 and have different kind of debates. Just wonder if Psalm 23 was written when King David was young or when King David was older.
但是我们看到诗篇哈，绝对不是一种啊，少年不是愁滋味。为父心慈祥说说的这一类的诗篇。
But we could tell after we read Psalm 23, it was not from those childhood experience and no worry and everything is worry free. It's not that kind of a song.
不管是年轻年老，这首诗肯定是一个经过人生大风大浪的人才写得出来的。
It doesn't matter.King David wrote Psalm 23 while he was young or while he was older, but that's for sure this poem came out after King David experienced the big up and down in his life.
我们看到在这个整个诗篇的这个感情的表达上面哈，他在诗篇当中也是独一无二的，很特殊的一个感情啊，表达感情的方式是很特殊的。
From the perspective of the emotion description about Psalm 23, even though you read the whole book of Psalm, Psalm 23 is a very unique chapter.
在诗篇里面，我们看到很多痛苦的哀求。
If you read Psalm, the book of Psalm, you see a lot of poems about crying out for help.
我们也看到很多狂喜的那种感谢跟赞美。
And also a lot of the poems describe the extreme happiness.
但是你读这个诗篇的时候，没有那种很强烈的痛苦，也没有很强烈的那种喜乐，很平静的一种心情。
But if you read Psalm 23, it's a very peaceful poem. There's no extreme crying out for help, and there's no extreme happiness.Excitement there either. It's a very peaceful poem.
这应该是至少我自己非常渴慕这种人生的这种境界。
That's something. That's the state of mind. That's something I'm really looking for, longing for. Peaceful state of mind.
我们说不以物喜，不为己悲。
Well, we often say, I'm not going to be.Extremely sad because I lost. I'm not going to be extremely excited because I got something.
我们可以从这个诗篇看到，这个大卫真的是在这个时候，他是不以物喜，不为己悲。他天单单的来见证，耶和华是我的牧者，我就一无所缺。
Here, King David wrote a poem said, "I am not going to be sad."Because I lost, and not going to be extremely excited because I have it. Because Psalm 23 says, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want.
中文把它翻成我并不是缺乏，那个感觉就好像还有缺乏，我就并不是缺乏。可是原文的意思应该是翻成一无所缺，我再也不缺乏什么。
For the Chinese translation in Bible, it says, I am lack of nothing. It seems like, I still lack of something. But in the English translation, it says, should be, I shall not be in want.
这是一首最常被引用的，甚至是被人家背诵，也做成很多歌曲音乐的曲调的诗歌。
Psalm 23 is the most popular word in the Bible. People make it as a music, as a song, to memorize and also use it for a lot of references.
特别是在一个人病危的时候，或者在丧礼当中这首诗歌是最常常被引用的。
Especially when the person is terminally ill or even during the funeral time, Psalm 23 a lot of times are played and sing in those occasions.
我曾经用这首诗歌来带领我啊，在癌症啊末期的我的大哥做决志祷告。
Before I used Psalm 23 to comfort my older brother while he was in terminally ill due to cancer, and I used Psalm 23 to lead him for a prayer that he committed to God, to Jesus Christ.
这次在病房啊，师母在加护病房里面躺了36天，我也常常用这首诗唱这首诗歌，用中文的曲调，用英文的曲调啊，唱这首诗歌给他听。
This time when my wife was rested in the ICU intensive care unit and for 36 days, I often sing Psalm 23 to comfort her, either in English or in Chinese.
有一个圣经的学者就说，把那个投影片能换到下一张，他说讲到这首诗歌所呈现的那个平静安稳，不是逃避现实。
There is a Bible scholar used to describe Psalm 23 that Psalm 23 is so peaceful, it's such a give us peace of mind, but it's not something you want to escape from reality, it's just peace, state of mind.
诗中里面所描绘的满足也不是自满。
Well, here in the poem described self-satisfaction is not the self-satisfaction from ourselves.
诗中对于那种深层的黑暗跟迫在眉睫的攻击，他也都能够去面对。
In the poem also described the critical, dangerous, the darkest time in the life, and the poet can face on it.
然后在最高潮的时候，他所流露出的爱，就只是羡慕，单单归于上主。
The highest point, the highest perspective, when he's extremely excited, he gives this praise to the Lord.
不再受任何事物的地上事物的牵绊。
He was not stumbled, but by anything on earth.
我自己这次在准备这个讲章的时候，我把这个诗篇把它，我用一个词把它讲到这个诗篇，就是焦虑不安的灵魂的定心丸。焦虑不安是灵魂的定心丸。
When I prepare the sermon for Psalm 23, I like to call Psalm 23 to be a magical pill, magical comforting pill, comfort people's anxiety, worrisome, and fearness.
在我们活在一个很焦虑不安的世界。这个诗就是焦虑不安的灵魂的定心丸。
Nowadays, we truly live in the world. We are surrounded by worrisome, by depression, by sadness, by anxiousness, by anxiety. But Psalm 23 could be a magic pill to kill this anxiety.
第一句话就讲到，耶和华是我的牧者。
The first sentence of Psalm 23 is, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want.
这是一种透过他的经历里面所发出的一种信仰的见证。
That's through David's experience, that's his true witness.
不是一个信心的宣告。
It's not just a claim of his faith.
他是用他的人生已经经历过的一些事情来见证他的信仰。
That's because he experienced so much, so many things in life, and he used his experience to testify his strong faith in God.
而不是还在宣告他还需要什么东西，宣告这个是他的，宣告那个是他的。
It's not claiming, I need this, I need that, I want this, I want that. It's not.
他怎么能够说我并不是缺乏呢？
How can he say, I shall not be in want?
他的所谓的不自缺乏一无所缺是什么意思呢？
When David said, I shall not be in want, what it truly means?
一般人所了解的不自缺乏，我们可能想到的就是一个人中了乐透奖了。
Well, a lot of times when people say, hey, I'm lack of nothing, most of the time people say, hey, this person win a lottery.
或者是生意做成功的赚了大钱的。
Or business be very successful, made a lot of money.
所以我一辈子不再愁吃，不再愁穿。
So my entire life, the rest of my life, I do not need to be worried about material things like my food and my clothing.
这个就是所谓的一般所理解的一无所缺。
That's most of people think when people say, "Hey, I'm lack of nothing."
但是这个诗篇里面讲的一无所缺，是因为他依靠耶和华，看自己是一只很容易迷失的羊。
Well, here when David said, "I shall not be in want," that means King David thought himself as a lost sheep. He just want to aim for the Lord.
他是一只很容易迷失偏行几路的迷失的羊，但是因为有耶和华是他的牧者，好像爸爸就在我旁边，我只要有爸爸在我的旁边，我什么都不缺了。
He knows, King David knows, King David knew he was a lost sheep, gone his own way. But he also knows that God is his shepherd, just like his father next to him. As long as God is there next to him, he knows his way.
他翻译的时间比我讲的现在还长哦，所以我必须要扣掉一些，然后不要讲那些东西。师母走了，夫妻是一体的。
Well, as a husband and wife, husband and wife is in one unit, it's one unity. So my wife passed away, so you know I lost my half.
我等于少掉一半。
I lost my half.
我怎么说我能够一无所缺呢
？How do I say I'm lack of nothing？
耶和华怎么说让我一无所缺呢
？How the God make me feel like I shall not be in want？
我接下去就想到说，到底一无所缺是什么意思
？Well, now we talk about what does I shall not be in want mean？
从第二节开始就开始讲到，他怎么样活在这种一无所缺的这种光景的里面，这种生活的里面。
Then from second verse, talk about how David can live in the state of mind he shall not be in want.
他说他使我的灵魂，他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我到可安歇的水边。
And here says, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters.
在第二节跟第三节都讲到他使我怎么样，他使我怎么样。这里的这个动词用的是一种起始性的动词，就是因为这是所谓的 causative 的这种动词。
Here, if you read verse 2 and verse 3, a lot of words are here. Makes, leads, restores, those are causative words.
这个主词是神是主词。
So the subject is God. God is in control.
但是这个事情的成就，事情的发展也需要人的参与。
But the whole process also needs human beings' involvement.
神使人做一些事情。
God made people do things.
但是神也给人自由意志。
But God also gave people free will.
所以如果人不肯听从神，神也没办法。
Well, if people do not want to listen to God, God will leave them be.
好像说神使法老的心刚硬。
Just like God made harden the Pharaoh's heart.
并不是说法老都没有责任，都要怪罪神使他心刚硬。
Well, it's not like Pharaoh, they did not have any responsibilities, only because God made their heart harden.
主要是法老自己心已经刚硬了，所以神就任凭他。
That's because Pharaoh's heart have already been hardened, God just leave it be.
所以当这里讲到说他使我躺卧在青草地上领我到可安歇的水边
Verse 2 talk about He makes me lie down in green pastures He leads me beside quiet waters
我们愿不愿意去那个青草地上我们愿不愿意去那个可安歇的水边我们自己要用我们的自由意志来做决定
Do we want to lie down in green pastures Do we want to beNext, the quiet waters. It is our own free will.
我们今天所躺卧的青草地，我们今天所安歇的水边，是在是什么地方呢
？So today, you ask yourself, where is your green pastures? Where is your quiet waters?
这里面这个所谓的青草地，是神，是耶和华这个好牧者，替羊群观察，替羊群考虑，替羊群预备的一个。能够好好喂养他的地方。
So now here talk about green pastures. The green pastures is our God. The good shepherd observed, prepared, and protect all the sheep. Is he prepared for us?
而不是人如羊走迷，偏行己路，来为自己用自己的财富，用自己的权势堆积起来一个生活环境。
Not just like the lost sheep gone on his own stray and go their own way and build wealth by his own hands.
这里所谓的可安歇的水边，也是神预备的这个活水的泉源。
And here talk about quiet waters, beside nice quiet waters, also is the living well provided by our God.
不是自己凿出来的那个不能够存水的那个池子。
It's not something you dig on and created a cisterns and full of water. Just you dig it by yourself.
阿摩斯先知就提到说，你们躺卧在象牙床上，书生在榻上，吃群中的羊羔，捧你的牛犊，这是自己所自己所营造出来的一个所谓的青草地上。
For the book of Amos, chapter 6, verse 4, you lie on beds inlaid with ivory and lounge on your couches. You dine on choice lambs and fattened cows.
耶利米书也讲到说，因为我的百姓做了两件恶事，就是离弃我这活水的泉源，为自己凿出池子。是破裂不能存水的池子。
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 2, verse 13 says, My people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of the living water, and have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that could not hold water.
我们是躺卧在神最为我们预备的那个青草地上，有真理的根基，还是躺卧在我们自己所营造出来的建造出来的象牙床上。
Are we lying down in the green pastures God provided for us, or we are lying down on the every bed laid by every created ourselves?
我们是不是已经离弃了那个活水的泉源，而不是让神把我们引到他为我们所预备的这个真正的活水的泉源那里引生命的活水
？Do we already left the living well, the spring waters God provided for us?
如果我们没有从让神带领我们到他所预备的青草地上，常常读经祷告，让他为我们带领我们到可安歇的水边，就是在他的同在里面得到安息的话，那我们就没有办法进一步的来往下面来经历神怎样让我们一无所缺。
If we do not lie down the green pastures God provided for us, if we do not walk in this holy way, how do we keep going on the holy way God provided for us?
我在美国也三四十年了。
I have lived in the United States for somewhere around 30-40 years.
看到很多人追求到美国梦。
Well, I know a lot of people come to America and pursue the American dream.
他们在困难的时候也祷告，上帝也听他们的祷告。
When they are facing tough time in their life, they also pray, and God also listens to their prayers.
然后成功了，然后发达了。
Then they become successful, and they are very successful in their business.
然后以为人生就是这个样子。
Then they thought, well, life should be this way.
接下来吃喝玩乐吧。
Then later on, what they do, just enjoy their life, eat good food, spending money, have a good time.
然后看着老朋友一个一个的走
，Then see their old friends keep passing away.
不知道什么时候轮到我。
Do not know when is the turn for them.
但是又怎么样 ？So what? 人死如灯灭嘛。
Well, then so what? What's your end? When you pass away, just that like the light goes off.
这个灵魂就是活在那种很昏昧的一种状态里面。
Their soul and hearts are just not alert at all. It's always sleepy.
但是大卫他被神使他的神使他躺卧在青草地上，他跟神配合，神使他躺卧在青草地上，神领他到安静的水边。
But for David, God makes him lie down in green pastures, leads him beside quiet waters, and he cooperates.
所以他来用进一步的在第三节里面讲到说。 他使我的灵魂苏醒，引导我走义路。
Here in verse 3, He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake.
当我们死在罪恶过当中的时候，神使我们跟耶稣基督一同活过来，他的灵让我们能够苏醒过来。
When we died in the sin, and Jesus Christ restored our soul and heart, He guides us in the path of righteousness.
有了第二节，我们才能够真正经历到所谓的灵魂苏醒的状态。
Only when you experience things like described in verse 2, you can experience that feeling of restore your soul.
这里面讲到这个它使我的灵魂苏醒是一种进行式的一种进行的状态。
Here says, He restores my soul. It's a keep going pattern.
所以灵性是一种状态，不是一种地位。
So this soul and heart, how you feel, it's a state of mind. It's a state of mind.
不是因为我的灵性已经到某种程度了，我有那种地位了。就停在那里，不是这样子。灵性是一种不断前进的一种状态。
So keep growing for your spiritual life. It is you got to keep going. It's not a just a state of mind. You stay there, do not move anymore.
生命是不断的动的，不断往前走的。灵性是不断往前走。
Life is changing. Your spiritual life need to keep growing.
如果一个人的灵性处于昏昧的状态，他就不可能走义路。
If you do not have a holy, alert spiritual life, then you cannot keep going on this holy life.
一个醉酒的人，一个脑筋不清楚的人，他走起路来总是歪歪斜斜、歪七八扭的。
If this person is really drunk, it's a drunk person. When he walk, he couldn't go the straight way, and he often stumbles.
但是耶和华使我的灵魂苏醒。
But God restores my soul.
脑筋清醒的人就能够走出一条义人走的正确正的道路。
If you have awake and alert state of mind, you can go the straight way.
我这一辈子哈，真的看到很多醉生梦死的人。
In my life, I know a lot of people. All they know is just to eat and spending their time in life, do not really think about anything else.
我也是人，我也曾经过过那种日子。
Well, I am a human being too. I also live a life like that.
醉生梦死。
Well, just eat and think nothing, just wasting their time in life.
最后死得不明不白。
And when they die, they don't even know why they die, and their lifetime just a waste.
然后又自我安慰说：“人死如灯灭，不过是这么一回事情。”
Keep comforting themselves. Well.When people pass away, just like the light goes out, that's it.
不见棺材不流泪。
If they don't see the coffin, they won't even cry.
23章23面第十节，就在讲到这个死的问题。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
Here in Psalm 23, says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
因为你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
这里面讲到这个义人，这个义路也包括这个死荫的幽谷。
Here, the path of righteousness also includes going through.The valley of the shadow of death.
这里的死荫幽谷就好像前面讲的耶和华使我躺卧在青草地上一样，都是人生经历的一部分。
Here talk about the valley of the shadow of the death, just like earlier talk about the green pastures. It's all the path and experience we need to go through in life.
但是在经过死荫幽谷的时候，神仍然带领着我。我虽然经过死荫幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of the death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff they comfort me.
义人走在耶和华的义路上面的人，不会不得好死。
The saint, the people who are righteous, they walk in the holy way, they will not be died for no reason, nothing.
也不会死了以后无人纪念。
It's not going to be they die and nobody memory them anymore, have any memory of them anymore.
耶和华也纪念，耶和华也看重。
God will pay attention to them. God will have a memory of them.
诗篇一百一十六篇十五节说，在耶和华的眼中看圣民之死极其宝贵。
For Psalm 116, verse 15, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints.
所以我很渴望耶稣基督二十三章第十节所说的，我愿如一人之死而死，我愿如一人之终而终。
So for the book of Numbers, in chapter 23:10 says, "Who can count the dust of the Jacob?" Is it Numbers 23:10?
我愿如一人之死而死。
Oh yeah, let me die the death of the wretched, and may my end be like theirs.
这里讲到这个死因有苦，是讲到人生不是不单单是指这种大死亡的大限，而是指人生一切最糟糕最坏的这种状况。
Here talk about the valley of the shadow of the death. Talk about the darkest time, the toughest time in life.
这些状况都是让我们觉得很恐惧、很害怕，不想怎么去面对的。
Those situations, those conditions just make us so fearful, so worried, and so anxious.
但是神的同在，让我们能够克服这些恐惧、这些害怕。
Because God is with us, so we can conquer those worries that we can conquer those anxieties.
而且在这个最让我们最恐惧、最害怕这种人经验的时候，这里的耶和华就从他变成你，从那个遥远的他，前面都是讲到说他是我怎么样，他是我怎么样，这里就变成你与我同在，变成非常亲密的，不再是遥远的他，而是很亲密的你我你之间的这种亲密的关系。
Here we talk about the valley of the shadow of the death, and the way call God changed earlier said he and he. Now talk about you, because when talk about you, the distance becomes shorter. It's just like a face to face instead of in the distance calling he.
这个时候的好牧者，他不再是在前面走。
Here the good shepherd is not just leading in the front.
而是在那些最需要的人的旁边，在那里护卫着他们，保护着他们。
But the good shepherd right now is beside, next to the people in need, and provide protection.
杖跟杆都是一方面是防卫，一方面是提供保护，一方面是引导。
So here, the rod and the staff is for protection, it's for the guidance.
在一个人最需要的时候，这个好牧者没有转身抛弃我们。
When the people are in need, our good shepherd did not leave us alone.
而是更深的、更亲密的与他们同在，陪伴他们走过这些时的幽谷。
But next to the people in need, walking through the valley of the shadow of death together.
我很感谢上帝，使我在最后他都没有办法讲话的时候。
I thank God during the last few days when my wife could not even talk anymore.
我有一个学生的太太梦见有两个天使在旁边陪伴着她走路。
I have one student, his wife had a dream. She saw Pastor Wu was walking together with two angels.That was in her dreams.
Pastor Wu's wife.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. 我有一天我会这样说。然后师母对他微笑。
And let me clarify. Okay, Pastor Wu had a student. The student's wife had a dream.In her dream, Pastor Wu's wife was walking with angels, and the angels were spouting toward passing his wife.
我想到这个学生跟我讲到这一幅图画，我心里面得到很大的安慰。
When my student mentioned to me about this dream, the picture in my mind just really comforts me.
我很想牵着她的手一起走。
I really wish at that moment I hold her hands and walking together.
但是最后这一趟路，每一个人都要自己走，没有一个人能够陪另外一个人走。
The last part of the life, nobody can.Walking together with that person, you have to walk on your own.
这里这样讲到说，我虽然经过死里有苦，也不怕遭害，因为神与我同在，他的杖他的竿都安慰我。
Here says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
23篇第五节说，在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
Psalm 23 verse 5 says, You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows.
这里面讲到说，最大的人生最有很多的仇敌，最大的仇敌就是死亡。
Well, here talk about in human beings' life, there are a lot of enemies, but the biggest enemy of all is death.
但是即使在死亡的面前，耶和华为我们摆设丰盛的筵席。
Even though in front of the death, God prepared a table in front of us.
主耶稣基督今天也是透过设立饼跟杯来把这个筵席摆在我们面前。
Our Lord Jesus Christ today.Provide cup and the bread for us. Those are the tables in front of us.
他永远不会撇弃我们。
He will not leave us alone. He will not give us up.
所以最后四个诗篇的最后就讲到，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
Therefore, at the end of Psalm 23, it says, "Surely goodness and love will follow me." All the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
前面一节讲到说，你为我摆设丰盛的筵席。
Early in the words talk about, you prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies.
就请你吃一顿饭。
So it's like I invite you for a meal.
到最高级的餐厅，请你吃一顿最丰盛的饭。
To the best restaurant, invite you, prepare you a feast.
现在在台湾，我想在国内也是一样。我们要招待客人，我们最简单的方法就是到餐厅里面去。
I know right now in Taiwan, I'm pretty sure in China it's the same thing. If you want to invite a good friend, a lot of time you take them to a very nice upscale restaurant.
然后吃过饭以后就各奔东西了。
After the meal, then you just go your own ways.
但是这里讲到耶和华怎么对待我们，他不只是为我们摆设筵席，他还说，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
Here talk about what God does for us. He prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Then later on says.I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
就是一个人，他不只是请你吃一顿饭，他也希望能够你到他的家里面来。如果你渴慕的话，你到他的家里面来，他就永远的陪伴着你，永远让你享受他家里面一些的丰盛。
It's like the host not just invite you for a good meal, a great feast. He also invites you to his house, be there with you forever.
你就住在耶和华的殿中，在他的家里面，就一直到永远。
So you can dwell in the house of God forever.
在诗篇里面，我们常常看到诗人有这种很深的渴慕。
In this book of a song, you can see the poet has such eagerly longing for God.
比如说诗篇84篇里面就讲到说，我羡慕可想神的言语，我的肉体，我的心肠向永生神呼。我羡慕可想神的言语，我的心、我的肉体、我的心肠向永生神呼吁。
Okay, yes. Psalm chapter 84, My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God.
哪里是我们灵魂永远的归宿呢？
Where is the ultimate place for our hearts and souls?
除了神为我们所这位创造我们的神爱我们的神为我们所预备的永远的住处以外，哪里还是我们灵魂可以得到安歇的地方呢？
This forever living God provide us a place for our heart and souls. Besides this place, where else can we go? Where else do we want to go?
当师母最后这个阶段里面我的大儿子在这个上里面就把师母这种渴望表达出来。
During the last few days of my wife's life and also during the funeral, my oldest son had a eulogy, fully described this feeling.
师母就是渴望这个家庭家的温暖，不只是我们自己这个小家。也渴望他所接触到的任何一个人，都能够有一天在神的家里面，都能够有主的关系的，都能在主的神的家里面去团聚。
My wife, Miss Lin, did not just longing for the unity and the warmness of our own family, small family. She wished everyone in this big heavenly family can be together.
我儿子把那段视频放在那个 Facebook 上面。
My own son posted that video in Facebook.
后来我有一些参加随时礼拜的人都觉得整个商礼那一段是让他们感受最深的。
So a lot of people went to the funeral thought that was the highlight of the funeral, made them really touch their heart.
死亡只是肉体的分离，但是不是关系的断绝。
Death is the separation of the human being's bodies, but it's not separation of our relationships.
无论是生是死，都不能够叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这个爱是在我们主耶稣基督里面。
It doesn't matter you are alive or you pass away. We still live in the love of our Lord Jesus Christ.We live in the love of Jesus Christ. So, no matter what I experienced in my life, even though some darkest time, I shall not be in want. I lack of nothing.
在平常的日子,
in our daily life,
在困苦的日子,
in the darkest tough time,
甚至经过死荫幽谷的日子,
or even go through.The valley of the shadow of the death.
我都相信神与我同在。
I truly believe God is with me.
我渴慕有一天永远的住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
I eagerly longing for one day I can dwell in the house of God forever.
如果各位想看师母。
If you all want to pay your respect to my wife.
到高雄来。
Please come to Kaohsiung in Taiwan.
她的墓园非常漂亮。
Her home place was located in a beautiful place.
我想是在台湾唯一找得到那个墓园里面还有一个小教堂的小墓园。
Her cemetery place is just beautiful and it's in Taiwan it's really hard to find a place like that for Christian.
如果各位很想见到师母，能够跟他面对面的话，哈。
If you are really eagerly longing for seeing Mrs. Wu and want to see her face by face,
我还是劝你们慢慢来。
Well, I would say take time.
但是在这个当中，在地上日子，耶和华是我的牧者，我一无所缺。
But the times on earth.The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not be in want.
来见证我们的神是一个怎样满有恩典、满有慈爱、满有恩慈。
To witness and testify our God, He's such a loving God, full of kindness and amazing grace.
他要用他的恩惠跟慈爱来随着我们一生的脚步。
His kindness, His amazing grace, His great love will be with us for our lifetimes.
这是多么美好的一个 人生的生命的境界。
What is a beautiful state of mind, peaceful state of mind for your life?
我可以说我现在活在那个境界里面。
I could say I'm living in this kind of a state of mind. I have a peace in my heart and soul.
有时候可能我情绪比较不好，但是我知道我渴慕，我知道我这种境界。
Even though sometimes I experience up and down and upset emotion wise, but I know I'm in that state of mind.
这是耶和华我们的神为所有信靠他的人预备的一个非常美好的一个人生的图画。
That is our God provided for the people who truly believe in Him. It's a beautiful picture.
愿主与我们同在。
Please God be with us.
成为我们的牧者。
Be our shepherd.
让我们一生一无所缺。
So our whole life shall not be in want.
Amen.
Amen.